Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 4, we were talking about fulfilling the ministry given to us by God. Let's resume that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Do we meditate daily in God's Word to the point that it burns within us and we've got to share it with someone? Revival. Oh, they come to our churches. And we have a great revival meeting and people go forward and you go forward and you make decisions. And then so soon are you turned away. And you blame it on your pastor because he just cannot preach like that evangelist. Don't blame others for your failures as a Christian. You made a decision, you meant it. Who hath bewitched you and beguiled you that you no longer follow that sacred covenant that you entered into with God? And my friend, it is the height of cowardice to blame a preacher, another Christian, for your getting away from God. Now notice what is said to Archippus in verse 17 of Colossians 4. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. The ministry received in the Lord. Ministry is the Greek word that is used in the sense of a pastor and the message and the work given to him by God. And he is to see that he fulfills that work. He is to keep on filling it to the full. He is to discharge it fully and to keep on discharging it. Other words, this is a lifetime job. No preacher retires from preaching. Only his load is lightened. There is still a holy burning to minister. And my friend, it is my desire that the people of my church and the people of my radio audience never have a want or a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. I want them to know that they can listen to this broadcast or come to my church, and they are going to hear the words of the Lord. Now notice he says, which thou hast received. God calls. God gives. We receive. No church should view its pastor as the one they called. Rather, it should be viewed as the one God sent. And the pastor needs to work, not to have a good account to give men. No, it's much higher than that. He needs to work that he'll have a good account to give God. I do not view myself as being the pastor of the church I pastor because the people called me. No, my opinion's much higher than that. I am here because God called me here. And that makes it God's country for me. Now we must realize we work for the Lord. And the command to fulfill also tells us that an accounting is coming. If this ministry he has received in the Lord, then there is an accounting coming to the Lord. Now that ought to strike more fear than giving an account to you, the IRS, or any other agency of man. In Romans 14:12, don't take that lightly. It says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Now understand, he says, in the Lord, we must be in him before we can work for him. Now, verse 18 gives us Paul's salutation as it ends this book of Colossians. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds, grace be with you. Amen. Now, what is the salutation? Well, it is grace. And that's good to exhort people to walk in God's grace and to give God's grace. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, which Paul was used of the Holy Spirit to write the words of God, the salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that word grace was used by Paul as his salutation. That's one of the reasons I believe the book of Hebrews was written by the apostle Paul. Because it's that word. The word of God says that grace was the token that was written by Paul in the salutation. So in every book or in all epistles that he wrote, he used the word grace as his salutation. And since that's the way it is in the book of Hebrews, I believe that he wrote Hebrews. Although we could argue about that day and night, and it doesn't really demand that we argue it, because that's just a question that genders strife, that we won't know that question's answer totally until we get to heaven. But don't miss in this verse here, remember my bonds. This gospel is being preached everywhere to every creature, and it's more than a theory. It's a doctrine. Now, my friend, I don't think that I would die or go to prison for a theory or a philosophy, but the truth of doctrine, I must earnestly contend for the faith, for the doctrine, and be willing to suffer for it. He says, remember my bonds. Now, he's not trying to make people feel sorry for him. And he's not only asking to pray for him while he's in prison. Rather, it's a call to pray for missions. He's in bonds because he's been preaching the word. It is a call to pray for souls. In 2 Corinthians 5:11, Paul will say, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Remember my bonds is a reminder to keep on keeping on. And yes, Paul may be beaten with the Roman cat of nine tails, and he may be shackled, imprisoned. He may be hated and condemned and scorned by man. But the sufferings of this present time, Romans 8:18 says, are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. As bad as anybody may suffer in this life, the very worst suffering that you have ever heard of or that you know of will seem very minute in comparison to the glory that shall be revealed in those that love him. Now, my friend, you won't share in that glory if you're not saved. If Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, you're going to miss out. And yet God loves you. God wants to save you. He wants to give you everlasting life, and he will. Why not admit your need that you're a sinner? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Be willing to turn from sin, repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That is, that you'll go to hell. Jesus said, or the Bible says in Romans 5:8, that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Just like you are. It wasn't you getting good enough for him. Just like you are, Christ died for you. When Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us that he bore in his body our sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that he became sin for us that knew no sin, that we who do no sin and sin much, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, my friend, God wants to save you. He wants to save you through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so Jesus shed his blood for you. In Romans 10:9, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made to salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, my friend, when Jesus died, his spirit went into the very depths of hell for you. 3 days later, that spirit rose up, re-entered his body, glorified it, and it rose up. And my friend, that's why Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. He's the only way of salvation. If you're going to try to get saved any other way, what you've got to be able to do is die, go to the very depths of hell, then raise yourself up out of hell, and then re-enter your body and glorify it and make it so it'll never die again. You can't do that. But Jesus did it, and he'll do it for you if you'll receive him into your life as your Lord and Savior. Why not right now, right where you are, bow your head? I'm going to pray a prayer. And this is a prayer to receive Christ. It's only words if you don't mean it from your heart. But if you really mean this, and you want Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, then bow your head and pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet that will help you to grow in this new Christian life. It will teach you how to study the Bible so that you can get more out of it. It'll show you how to pray and what you ought to pray for. It will show you things about Bible doctrine, about the church that you attend, and it will show you how to lead someone else to Jesus Christ. And I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. Just write us and say, I've asked the Lord to save me, listening to your broadcast. Now, you may already be saved, but you would like to have that booklet. Maybe you want to use it to teach a new converts class. Then, my friend, write us and just say, I would like to have the booklet Building Blocks, and I will mail that to you. If you do want a copy of this sermon that we've just completed on this book of Colossians titled Final Instructions, write us, indicate whether or not you want a cassette or a CD, put down the title Final Instructions or the passage Colossians 4:15-18. Let us know which radio station and the day that you heard this, or an approximate time or approximate day, and we'll get that out to you as soon as we can, and we will work to do that and to mail that to you. We want to be a blessing in your life, my friend. Our announcer will be giving you our address here in just a few moments, and you can write that down, and you can either write for the free booklet, or you can order a tape for a gift of $5 or a CD for a gift of $5. And I do see that my time is up, so my friend, I want to thank you for listening today. Please ask your friends to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. That's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.